We're up to Chav Zayin on the days Om Rav Huna. Om Rav Huna Marav. Shnei Achayos Yivomos Shilof Shinof Lefnei Yovam Echad. Three brothers, Reuven and Shimon, were married to sisters, Rachel and Leah. And Reuven and Shimon died, and the two sisters fell to Levi from two different houses. So they, what's it called, each one on her own, Lechora is Chayiv and Yibum or Chalitza. From what we've learned until now, neither can have Yibum because each one is Achos Kukasa. We'll see that Rav Huna argues on that, the name of Rav. And since Achos Kukasa, they can only have Chalitza, not Yibum. But Rav Huna Marav, no, Beis Achayos Yivam Moshinof Lefnei Yovam Echad, Cholatz Rishona Hutra. If he was cholate the first one, she becomes mutter to marry anybody else in the world. Right? She can't get married until she has Yibum or Chalitza. He has to give her Chalitza. Cholatz Lishniya, he gave Chalitza to the second one, Hutra. She becomes mutter to marry. Mesa Rishona, now if the first one died, so now, even Achos Ishto, you're allowed to marry after their sister dies. Here, she was only Achos the Kukosa, right, with Zika. She wasn't really, what's it called, his wife. Just the Zika, the Rabbanan considered as if he was married, and therefore he can't marry the sister as long as they're both alive. So if the first one died, Mutter Bishnia, he's allowed to marry the second one. The Zika is Bottle, and he can marry the second one, even though she was Usher to begin with. Now she's Mutter. No worse than a regular wife. You can marry your sister after the wife dies. The Ein Tzorech Lomer Mesa Shnia, surely if the second one died, she Mutter Barishon. Why? Because the second one was the first one. Originally, when the first brother died, the first one wasn't Achos Kukasa, because the other brother was still alive, and the other sister was married to him. So she wasn't, the other sister wasn't Zokuk to him. So she was Mutter to begin with. She only became Usher when the second brother died. So therefore, Kol Shekein, she's Mutter. She was Mutter to begin with. She became Usher. Now the other sister dies, she becomes Mutter again. The first one, the second one, was Usher to begin with. When the second brother died, the first one already was dead. The first sister was already Zekuka. The second one fell as an Achos Kukasa. Right? If she's Mutter after the sister dies, Kol Shekein, the first one's Mutter. Why? Mishum Dehavi Yevama Shehutra Benesra. The reason is she was a Yevama who was Mutter to begin with, and then became Usher, right? When the other brother died, she became Usher because she became Achos Kukaso, the Chazra of a Hutra. And then, what's it called? She became, again, Mutter. So Tazra Leterisha, she goes back to original Heter. But not only in that case is it Mutter, even in the case where she wasn't Mutter to begin with. The second one. When she fell, she was Usher to begin with. But still, now that the other sister dies, she becomes Mutter. But it's a Kol Shekein that where she was Mutter and Usher and then became Mutter is a Kol Shekein okay if the case where she was Usher and became Mutter is okay. Let's read Rashi. Hutra l'shuk. Ela rishona. Shinof l'rishona. For one who fell first. They didn't fall at the same time. First brother died. His wife fell. Then the second brother died and his wife fell. Okay. Hutra l'shuk. Gave her chalitza. She can marry anybody. What's it called now? And the same thing. Cholatz l'shniya, hutra l'shuk. V'hu adinim cholatz l'shniya v'yakar l'shona. It doesn't make a difference if it's in this order or not. Whichever one he gave chalitza to is now mutter to get married. And whoever, whether there's the first one or the second one makes no difference. Mesa rishona below chalitza. Right? What happens if the first one died and he hadn't been cholatz? Right? So mutter liyabim is l'shniya. He's allowed to make yibum on the other one. The apple piece of a shas nefilos on achos zekukas rishon haisa. Even though when she fell to yibum, She was the sister of his skuka, who's also the evil. The ein ani kori ba yavamo yavo aleha, ki meisa kamaisa paka zika v'shari ha. Still, even though when she fell, she wasn't royally yibum, but now that, and because of zika, now that the other one died, the zika goes away. In other words, she's no longer achos skukaso, and the isra goes away, and now she's mutter. The lesle hodish adin v'perakeitza, hach masnis in the hacha, right? And this now Rav and Rav Huna don't hold what we learned before. That what's it called? Ilam and Yomri Yezika, that they remain usher forever. That's what we said before. Either because of Zika, right, or because of usher levatul mitzvah yivam. And since when they fell, they were usher, they remain usher forever. That's what the Gemara said before. This Gemara doesn't hold like that. Rav doesn't hold like that. Rav and Rav Huna. So Kimmel Leel Dehoyel V'Nesel V'Bishas Nefila Sula Mishtariyah. Once she was usher, when she fell, she never mutter again. Here it says not like that. Here Rav Huna and Rav hold that even though she was usher to begin with, she becomes mutter when the Zika is dissolved. The Ikala Osli Masnisa, Maisa, the Gemara could have right away asked from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah seems to say that it's not mutter to be Miyabim either of them, even if the other one dies. You can only give Chalitza to both of them. Diktoni Choltzos V'lo Mishyabnos. Can't have Yibum B'chlau. Amai lech lutzchada v'lishva either. Just like in the case where she dies, right, there's no longer Zika, why don't we say the same thing by Chalitza? If he gave Chalitza to the first one, he's mevatul the Zika, there's no more Zika. So now the second one is not achos kukaso anymore. So even though she originally was achos kukaso, she's not achos kukaso anymore. Memela, what's it called? She should be mutter. The common most vina le mino asefa the milseva lo mataritz. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask this kasha from the Mishnah, and the Gemara doesn't have a teretz. We'll see. Right? But l'mayis, the Gemara could have asked it right away now in the ration. The Gemara waited to ask it on the sefa. The ain tzorich lomer mesa shniya velo chaltza shemuter barishona. Right? And surely the opposite case, where the second one died without chalitza, and now the watzako is mutter to marry the first one. Because the first one has no more Zika. It wasn't cholates for the sister, so she's not a chos chalutzaso. And what's it called, even though the first one was usher to begin with, right, before the other one died, she becomes mutter now. And she's even better, because she was originally mutter. When she fell, the other one was still married to the brother. The brother didn't die yet. So she was mutter when she fell, then only became usher when the other brother died, and now that the sister died, she becomes mutter again. So she's even more of a reason to be mutter. Shehoysa ru'uya li'abim b'shas nifilasa, ela shenof v'zu achreichin v'asarta. The kivin shemesa zu chazra te'orishon. Goes back to original heter. But Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, even in the case where she wasn't mutter to begin with, right, she was usher to begin with. Makes no difference. The fact that she was usher is irrelevant if she became mutter afterwards. So that's Rav Huna Marav. Rav Yochanan Omar. Rav Yochanan Omar, Mesa Shniya Mutter B'Rishona. Avo Mesa Rishona Asher B'Shniya. Rav Yochanan says no. Only if the second one dies, is the first one mutter. Because she was mutter when she fell. She only became usher in the middle. And now she becomes mutter again. But the second one, if the first one died, the second one was always usher. From the time she fell to Yibum, she was usher Mishum Achos Kukaso. Because the first sister already was Zekuka when the second brother died. So she was usher from the very beginning. You can't be Miyabin. My timer. She called Yavama Shaina Nikori Bobishas Nathila Yavama Yavo Aleha Harezuke Shasakhish Labonim Vasura. Because any woman at the time that she falls to Yibum, if you can't make Yibum with her, then she becomes like a Ashisachiv Shaloba Makomitzvah. At least here in the Rabbana. And she's like a regular brother's wife where there's no mitzvah Yibum. If there's no mitzvah Yibum, she's awesome. So here the Rabbana made her awesome, even though Minat Torah, what's it called? she was always mutter. She was never, what's it called, achos ishto. Right? She's only achos kukoso. Zika's only the rabbanan. Still, what's it called, once she couldn't make yibum, right? So in order not to confuse her with other cases where you can't make yibum, where it's takam in a Torah, and then she reverts back to the regular isser of eishes achiv shalom makom mitzvah. So therefore, also over here, wherever there can't be yibum at the outset, the woman becomes eishes achiv shalom makom mitzvah, and she's usher forever. So Mordechai says, "Rav, leshli hai svara." Rav doesn't hold of that svara that if a woman falls to yibum and you can't make yibum with her, that she remains usher forever. She now becomes like any brother's wife who has children. Well, there's no mitzvah of yibum, right? An islandess, whatever. And Mela, she's also because of Eishes Achiv. Rav doesn't hold that svara. The Ha'omar Rav, Rav said the Feirish, this svara. Call Isha she'ein ani kori bo b'shas nefila yavoma yavu aleha harei keishes ach yesh labonim v'asura. Rav himself said this klal. So what's it called? Why over here does Rav hold that even the second one, if the first one dies, is mutter. When the second one fell to Yibum, we couldn't make Yibum with her. So why don't we say she becomes Osir immediately as if she had children, and she's Osir forever? So Mara says, no. Honey, mila hecha dekoi bi'apa isur achos isha d'oraisa. When do we say that, what's it called, that if a woman fell and you couldn't make Yibum, that's if you couldn't make Yibum in HaTorah, right? She's a regular achos ishta. Right, you were married to the sister and she fell, right? In the normal case, what's it called? Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven dies. So Shimon's wife's sister falls to him for Yibum. She's also min HaTorah. He's married to the sister. She's also min HaTorah. Now his wife dies. She never becomes mutter. Because when she fell, there was no Yibum. She becomes Eishes Achiv as if she has children. And now she remains usher to him forever. That's the case that Rav said, right? But over here, when the two women fell, neither was his wife. It was just his zakuka. It's only achos kukasa. That's only the rabbanan. This cloud doesn't apply to issa the rabbanan. It only applies where the issa was an issa the raisa. Where the reason you couldn't have yibum was min haTorah. Aval hocha zika the rabbanan. Over here, it's only zika the rabbanan. And there, Rav doesn't hold the klal. Rav said this klal, but only where she couldn't be ola liyibum min haTorah. But if min haTorah, really, there is yibum. It's only issur de rabbanan. Then, if she became mutter afterwards, okay. Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan omer mesa shniya mutter b'rishon lehoil b'shas nefilah so isur uilo. If the, what's it called, the second one died, then he's mutter the first one, because the first one, when she fell, was mutter to begin with. She only became osser in between. So when she fell, she was mutter. Then she became osser, she becomes mutter again. But if originally the first one died, and the second one was originally osser, then Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can't be miyabim the second one. You can't marry the second one. Why? So Mara says, Rav doesn't hold it as klal? That any woman who falls to Yibum, and you can't be Mekayim Yibum, she remains usher forever, just as any brother's wife that has children. So Mordechai says, yeah, he holds that, only where it's an Issa D'oraisa. Achos Issa D'oraisa. Kegon Gimel Achim, three brothers, Beis Mehem Nesuim Beis Achayus, Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, Umeis Echad Mehem, and one of them died, the Achar Kach Mesa Ishto, Shel Beis. And then the wife of the other one died. Rashi could have said the case that I said, was two brothers. And both are married to sisters, and one died, and that's a called, and now he's, what's it called, it's his wife's sister. And then his wife died. But he's saying the same case as Gimelach. That's where Rab said his din. Because when she fell, she was the sister of his wife. So she remains also forever. Right? Since you couldn't make Yibum, so there was never a heter in the Isser of Achos Isha. So she's like a regular woman who has children, and who is a brother, a sister-in-law. But here, it's only the Rabbanan. Kiva the Mesa, Sharia. And therefore, since it's only the Rabbanan, really, Minatori could have Yibum. Because achos kukas is only awesome in the Rabbanim. It's not achos ishto. Right? Therefore, what's it called? It's okay. Eishne Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanin or Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanin or Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. Arba achim. Beis mehem nesuim beis achayis. You have four brothers. Two are married to sisters. Umeisu ha nesuim es achayis. Reuven and Shimon, who were married to Rachel and Leah, died. So Rachel and Leah now fall to Levi and Yehuda. Hari elu choltzos lo misyadmos. They can only have chalitza. No yibum. Why? Because each one is achos kukasa. Okay? So that I understand. Initially, neither one can have yibum because each one is achos kukasa of the other one. Okay. Va'amai, why is it only possible to be cholet both of them and nobody can have yibum? Leku chad minayu lachlutz lo lishniya. Right? Let one of them be cholet to the second one. Right? It's akasha even on Rabbi Yochanan. Surely akasha on Rav Huna and Rav. But even on Rabbi Yochanan. Right? In other words, the Gemara could have asked simply on Amar Rav Huna or Rav, any, either one of them. Just like if she died. Right? One of them died. The other won't be mutter because the Zika it went away because you're no longer there. Okay. Same thing if you gave a chalitza. According to Rav Huna Amar Rav, the Gemara could have asked, why can't one of them give chalitza to one, and now she's out of the picture, and the other one now is mutter, even if she was also to begin with, she becomes mutter according to Rav Huna Amar Rav. But even Rav Yochanan, who holds only the one who was mutter to begin with, becomes mutter again, even though she was also in the middle. Let's be talking in the case where what they call, where the somebody gave chalitza to the second one. She's out of the picture now, just like she died. Right? She's not achos kukaso anymore. She's not zakuk to him. And Nela, now he can make yibum in the first one. So bein to Rav Yochanan, bein to Rav, there's a way over here that one of them can have yibum. Why does it say choltzos lo misyadmos? They can only have chalitza, nobody has yibum. It's possible, at least according to Rav Yochanan, for one of them to have yibum. And it could be according to what's it called, one case of yibum, and according to Amar Rav Huna Rav, there could be two cases of yibum if he gave chalitza either to the first or the second. Makes no difference. Amar Lei, so what's it called? Rav Yochanan answered, "Achayu sheini yodei mishnan." Enochanami, I don't know who this Mishnah goes according to. I hold the Mishnah is not kalacha. It's not kalacha. Not like the Gemara said before that it is kalacha. And we don't say this svara, right? That once they were also, they remain also forever. But Rabbi Yochanan said, "Enochanami, I hold this mishnah shelo kalach, and I don't know who says it, but it's not kalach." Rashi. Eni yodea mishnah. And kolomer zu ain't a mishnah. It's not a reliable mishnah. Enochanami, it's shelo kadim. Shelo kadim. Right? The halach is not like this. And some mandiomer holds this mishnah, or it was said betos, but not lahalacha. Lahalacha, right? The halacha should be that according to me, if you gave chalitza to the second one, the first one you should have yibum. And according to Rav, even if you gave chalitza to the first one, the second one also would become what? Okay. We're on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the bottom. Gemara asked on Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah that Lechor, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the wife that was mutter to begin with, even though she became mutter after, became mutter afterwards, should be able to have yibum. And the Mishnah says, the choltzos v'lo misyadmos, only chalitza, no yibum. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, "Enochanami, I don't know who this Mishnah goes according to, it's not kalach." Gemara asks, "V'lei malei my choltzos nami diktani choletzos chada." Maybe it means only one of them gets chalitza, and the other one then can have yibum. Gemara says choltzos diktani, says in plural, both of them have chalitza. "V'lei malei my choltzos di alma." Maybe it means that in general, right? They, whenever a case like this comes out, they need chalitza, but it's only one of them that needs chalitza in each specific case. Gemara says, "Hare elu ktani." Says, "Hare elu choltzos." Not what's it called going on all cases, going on this case. let's see, Rashi till here. Choltzos the Alma, Velei Malei my Choltzos Chada. Shnia, the second one gets Chalitza. The first one back, the first one who fell can get Yibul. Choltzos the Alma, Kol Hecha de Misrami, Kahai Gavna Choltzos Hashnia. Whenever this case would come up, the second one needs Chalitza. Second ones need Chalitza. That's why it's in the plural. That's only the second one. It says, no, Hari Elu, Mashma, Hanach, Tarti, Dairbu. It's talking about this case, and it says in the plural. Rishon Bereisha, the Sulo Mishtar Yeshnia, are you here yet? Mer says, Vilema, the Cholitzoy, Rishon Bereisha. Maybe it's talking in a case where he gave Chalitza to the first one first. Then, the other one needs Chalitza, and nobody can have Yibum. But if they gave Chalitza to the second one first, then the first one will be mutter, because the first one, L'chatchila, when she fell, was mutter. Tzmar says, Choletzes L'chatchila, L'chatchila, Ptani. Mashma, what's it called, that Rashi, L'choletzes L'chatchila, Mashma, Kolomer, Ein Kantachon Acheres. Master, that the only eitz is chalitza. There's no way that it could be that you could have yibum. Moran says, "V'leima leg zera dilma kodim v'cholitz l'rishon liberation." Right? Maybe no. It's a zera because we're afraid that maybe he'll do it the opposite way and he'll be cholitz to the first one. Then he can't make yibum the second one. So therefore, lechatchila we say both of them should have chalitza. But if in fact they made chalitza to the second one first, right, then he could make Yibum to the first one. And it would be okay. Moses says, no. The lo misyab most tani. The leka din Yibum hachetz. Master, there's no way that Yibum could be made over here. Even if, in fact, they made Chalitza to the second one first. Rashi, v'lei melek zera dilma kodim v'cholitz l'rishon l'vareisha. I amres lehu chalutzu l'shnia v'yidmu rishon. If we tell him, give Chalitza to the second one, and then you could be miyab in the first one. Right, we're afraid that maybe one of them will give chalitza to the first one, and then they'll think that what's the difference? I can now make yibum the second one. The second one was always aser. This answer won't go according to Rav, because Rav holds in either case that what's it called, the, even if she was aser to begin with, if she became mutter afterwards, okay. But the whole question is on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds only the case the first one should be mutter, because she was mutter to begin with when she fell, then she became osur, then she became mutter again. Right? The savri ma'ichbas ben zulazu. The people will think, what's the difference? Right? If I can miyabim the first one after I give chalit to the second one, I can miyabim the second one, you have to give chalit to the first one. Ava b'di'evit, shecholetz l'shni atchila, but what would be if he gave chalit to the second one? We permit him then, Shari leila idach liyibum ekamaisa. We'd let the other one get yibum on the first one. Demand the chazi the cholis l'shnia bereisha the chazi the yibum kamaisa osik adaitei velo osi lemichlis the kamaisa liyibum eshnia. It won't. In another case, it also explains, we're not afraid that it, since we see that they gave chalitza to the second one and that's when he was miyabim the first one, right? Nobody's going to make a mistake to think he could do it the other way in a similar case. There's no din of Yibum here. There's no way that's going to come out of Yibum. So that can't be. Right? This goes according to Rebbe Lezer. The Omar Kivin Sha'om Dolav Shoachas Be'isr Nesra Lov Olamis. Rebbe Lezer Taka holds that an Isha that was at every time Osir, whether she was Mutter, Osir, Mutter, or Osir and Mutter for sure, right? Once she was Osir, she remains Osir forever. We don't say this, that Kivan Shehutra and then Nesra, like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan only said it in the Rabbanan, not in Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Taka holds that she's Osir forever. Gemara says no. In the Sefer Rabbi Lezer, the Gemara in the Sefer says, Rabbi Lezer says that this is a machlokas Beishamai and Beishila. So Master that the Reish is not Rabbi Lezer. Reish, Alav, Rabbi Lezer. Rashi. No Rashi. Right. The name of Lahu Dinofel B'Vasachas. Maybe what's it called? Rabbi Yochanan say the Mishnah is talking where they fell together, where nobody was ever mutter to begin with. They both fell at the same time. Rabbi Yosei Aglilihi, and it goes according to Rabbi Yosei Aglilihi, says that's possible. It's possible for something to happen simultaneously. The Omer Efshel Tzamsi. The one says, well, saw some one Tana, Rabbi Yosef Glili. No, Tana, there's no Tana who holds a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili never is mentioned as a Stam Mishnah. The Lema Le Delo Yadin and Hai Nofel Bereisha, right? Let's say that we don't know what's it called, who fell. That's why. We don't know who was the first one. It's a Sophic. Where says, Hachi Hainu Diktani Kidmu Bekansu Yotziu. Bechor, if that's the case, then why does it say that if Bidievid, they got married, either of them, they have to get divorced, Bishlomo Rishon Namrin Leiman Shariloch. The first one, we tell them, no matter what, she's Osir to you. If, whether she was the first or the second, she's Achos Kukasa. Elishnia, but the second one, right, or my, the second one, we don't know for sure it was over anything. Why can't he say, Chavroi Shnia Yiben, my brother did the second one, and therefore this is the one that's right for me. I'm not being Pogeya now, and since, what's it called, he took away the Yisr, that she's not Achos Kukasa anymore. Ana Rishonim Yabi. And even if I did the wrong one, Lemaisa, what's it called, now, the fact that he did Chalitza takes away the Yisr. So therefore, when we know that in the case of what's it called, in the case of in the case where it's a Sofik, he may have not been over any Yisr, and in the end the Yisr goes away, there's no more Achos Kukasa, that we said you don't have to get divorced. And that would be the case if we didn't know if it was a Sofik who fell first. That's why he said there's no way of explaining this Mishnah except that somebody here holds that if she was Mutter and then became Aser and became Mutter, she's still Aser, and I don't know who holds like that. Okay, did we skip something here? Yeah, we skipped. We skipped a line here. Let's be afraid that the one of the brothers will die, right? And then what will happen is that even in this case it won't be, but later on if we permit one of them to have Yibum in the beginning, that maybe the other brother will die, and then this one will fall, the heir will fall before him, and there's no Yibum or Chalitza. And Mavakal completely, Yibum and Chalitza. Where it says, Rabbi Yochanan l'misa lo chayish. Rabbi Yochanan's not choshesh for Misa, right, for another case. Let's see the Rashi there. The Leimele Gzeirishem Yomus Vosilavat Mrs. Yomit, Vachi Perusho. Leimele Rabbi Yochanan, Tana de Masnis and Taime Labmishum Zika, Ka'asar Liyabim Bezachayos. The reason is not because of Zika that you can't make Yibum, right? The Sforale ain't Zika. Else is no Zika. The high time of Mishum Zika. Because if it would be because of Zika, then the Mishnah would hold that if once the second one is Nechlatz, the first one could have Yibum, because she was Mutter to begin with, became Aser, and then became Mutter again. The reason is because maybe the other Yavam will die. Kida Omer Bereish Pirkin Dilma Adam Yavim Chad Mayis Idach. That's what they said over here. You can't do it at all, because we're afraid in another case that what's it called, there'll be two brothers, one of them will be an erva, he'll be miyavim the first one, and then the other brother will die, and then the erva will get nothing, right? That's why, because we're afraid from another case. In our case, if he gives chalitza to the second one, there's no any bitl of mitzvah yavonim. She already had chalitza. So if he's yavin the first one, what could happen? But we're afraid that if we let that happen in another case where there's two, then they'll be miyavim the first one, and if the other brother dies, you mavakel yibum mechalitza for the second one. So we ask her in any case where an erva falls together with another woman, we ask her any yibum. Ki heichi de lo yargilu yibum b'achoyos v'osi li yibum elechatchila kamei chalitza u'midiyavim chad ma yisidach aval agabi misa de le'el de ayri bo Rabbi Yochanan lekel emigzer hachi. So what's it called? In our case, there's no reason to make a gzera, because you get chalitza. But we may, let's be afraid that in another case,
regular case, it'll be a problem. So the Gemara says that much, Rabbi Yochanan is not choshesh l'misa. Okay, let's go on. Rashi's. Rabbi Lesser, he, Beterek Beshamai, Vano Adam, like Rabbanan. I hold like Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Lesser. My din, that Hutra, Venesra, Vachosra, Vahutra is Mutra, so in Dafkin, the Rabbanan, not in Rabbi Lesser. Mid the Seif, the Masnis, and Rabbi Lesser, the Tony Rabbi Lesser, Omer Beshamai, Omrim Yetaimu, Beshil, Omrim Yotziu. Right? So Rabbi Lesser is mentioned in the end of the Mishnah. Obviously, he's not the beginning of the Mishnah. Maybe it's stuck, we don't know who's the first and the second. So we can't tell him what's it called, Bichol, it's the second. We don't know which one's the second one. Verse says, it's only because we don't know. But if we would know, then the second one gets Chalitz and the first one gets Yibum. What's shot in the Mishnah? Then why, if in fact, B'di'evit, he had Yibum, why do we make him get divorced? Bishlam of the Rishon, the first one has to get divorced. I'm reading Le'apik Devadeh Bishur Asa Yoda. She's for sure Asa to you. The Inom of Rishon, even if she was the first one, Man Sharia Ni'alach. Hello, Achus Kukahi. She's Achus Kukasta. Umi Miachecha Cholatzla Acholsalaf Kui Zika Mino. Who was Cholate her sister to take away the Zika. So she's Achus Kukasta. Elasheni lema after she yibem rishon, after the first one, what's it called, was miyabim after she yibem rishon shniya ira lechelko. So obviously rishona yivama shehutra v'nesra v'chaser v'hutra. Maybe the second one can say, well, maybe this is the one that's mutter to me, right? And even if she's achos kukasi. Right, the fact that, what's it called, my brother made chalitza and her will take away the issue. The Hachiyom reparicate, so kid move a con, so emotim the other. Mishum delek el a sofik pogabach uskuka. Vahanami l'sheni sofiku. Whenever there's a sofik, right, we don't make them get divorced. So if the commission is talking in the case of sofik, why do they both of them have to get divorced? Hainu dekamar lei l'achayu semi yodem mishnon. De lo mosi l'trutze k'shmai se klau. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had to say, I don't know who said this Mishnah. There's no way of explaining the Mishnah should come out like a Biochana. Okay, let's go on. Tnan. Hoysa achas meem asura al ho'echad yisra'erva. The Mishnah goes on and says, if one of these sisters was usher to one of the brothers with another erva, she was his mother-in-law, right? Usher ba, he can't marry the mother-in-law. So now only one sister is zakuk to the one who the mother-in-law is the other sister. Because he can only do Yibum in the other sister, not in his mother-in-law. Right? So he can be miyabein, what's it called, the one who's not his mother-in-law, because it's not achol shukukasa, because his mother-in-law is not zakuk to him. And the other one is osir in both of them, because they're both achol shukukasa. So osir bo, mutar b'chosu, v'asheni osir b'shteyim. We think it's talking where the mother-in-law fell first, right? So if the mother-in-law fell first, the other one was never nesa. V'amai leku choson liyabim hach. De'eno chamoso b'reisha. V'tahavi chamoso v'gabi idach ki yavama shehutra v'nesra v'chazra v'hutra. Tazor le'teira rishal. She was originally mutter to him when the mother-in-law fell to the other one, and let the brother who has the mother-in-law be miyabim the good sister, and then the mother-in-law, she was originally mutter to him, what's it called, had she fallen first, and then she became osir because she fell while the other one was still not miyubim, and then he was miyabim her, now she became mutter again. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, she should be mutter. So if it would happen like that the mother-in-law fell first, then the other one should be able to be miyubim al yedei the other brother, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But the Mishnah is talking in a case where the one who wasn't the mother-in-law fell first. So when she fell, she was usher because of achas kukaso to the second brother, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan at least holds she never becomes mutter. Rav, the whole Gemara is going, and Rabbi Yochanan, Rav would hold in that case it would be mutter. Even in both cases, it should be mutter. So Rav is Saka Akash. But in Rabbi Yochanan, who we're going on, is not Akash. Okay, Rashi. Bishlom Arishon Amrin. Oh, no, we get it. Hainu de Kuno. Isser Erva, Kigon Chamoso, or Erva Cheres. His mother in law, another Erva. The Nofla Chamoso Bereisha, Zusha Osra Eso Acheres, Nofla Tchila. The one that Asr, the other one, right, fell first. Behaide Noket Chamoso, Chadame Arayas Noket, Venichala Minkate Milsa Deshkicha. It's possible that two brothers, one could marry the mother one's mother in law. Ushar Arayas Tricha Milsa Deshkicha. The other ones are difficult to find cases, an easy case. So Amai Sheni Osr Bishnehem, why is the second one Osr in both of them? Right, leku chasen shorishona uliyabim l'shniya. Let the son-in-law be miyabim his mother-in-law's sister. Deina chamoso, deina achos kuka. She's not achos kuka also because the other one, his mother-in-law, is not zakuk to him. He could be miyabim that one. The tahave chamoso, the gabe idach ach yivama shehutra b'shas nafila. And the meila, when the other one fell, she was immediately mutter to the other brother. Because there's no more zakuka, the sister was already miyuba. So Moshe says, no, he goes to Nofel. Hachdeinah chamosa bereisha. The imiyabim lohayich bereisha paisha shniyah shenesra mishas nefilosa. And if he is miyabim her, the mother-in-law who fell second, the first one will still remain osir because when she fell, she was osir because of achos kukaso to the second brother. Hilka sulamani lo heter. There was no heter. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that if she was usher to begin with, the fact that she became mutter later on doesn't help. Not like Rav. So this whole sugi is going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, let's go on. Yeah, time. Rabbi Lezer Omer Beishamei Omrim Tanya. Rabbi Lezer Omer Beishamei Omrim Yekaimu Ubeishel Omrim Yotziu. Rabbi Lezer said that it's not like we said in the beginning, but that both of them have to get divorced. But that's Beis Shammai says they're allowed to stay married. Only Beis Hillel holds they have to get divorced. Reb Shimon Omer Yekaimu. Reb Shimon says no, they don't have to get divorced. Abba Shaul Omer Kal Hoyolohem Le Beis Hillel B'Dover Zesh Beis Shammai Omer Yotziu Beis Hillel Yekaimu. Right? Abba Shaul argues on Reb Elezer. He says just the opposite. It's Beis Shammai who said that they have to get divorced, and Beis Hillel says they don't have to get divorced. So Reb Shimon, come on, who's Reb Shimon hold like? Ike Beis Shammai, if he's saying that Beis Shammai holds that they can remain married, what's it called? That's what Reb Shimon said, Yekaimu. According to who? If it's according to Beis Shammai, Heinu Reb Elezer, then he's saying the same thing Reb Elezer is saying, that Beis Shammai says they can stay married. Ike Beis Hillel, if he's saying that Beis Hillel holds that they can stay married, Heinu Abba Shaul, then he's saying like Abba Shaul. So what is Reb Shimon saying? And you can't say Reb Shimon is saying his own thing. He does not have bar plugs of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So what exactly is Abba Shaul saying over here? Hachi Kamer Lo Nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Dover Zeh. Abba Shaul was saying, Reb Shimon was saying that not like Reb Elezer and not like Abba Shaul. You hold Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, except you argue what each one said. I'm telling you, there never was Machlokas in this. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that they can remain married. Rashi. Kal hoyelohen the Beis Hillel, kolomer Beis Hillel lekul amri. Abba Shaul argues on Reb Elezer and says, you got it wrong. Beis Shammai weren't the mekilim here, and Beis Hillel the machmirim, just the opposite. Beis Hillel were the mekilim. Where it says, Reb Shimon kaman aliba deman. E also the memer Beis Shammai omri mikayim uhan Reb Elezer. If he came to tell me that Beis Shammai holds like this, he holds like Reb Elezer. The e a Beis Hillel komasid hainu Abba Shaul. Koholekol a memer the time of the nafshe komar, the Labbar Plugsai of the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. He's not fit to argue with Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. A noobshat. Right? So Mara says, no, what he meant to say is, there never was a machlokas in this Indian. Okay.